dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no, you big dummy. You dummy.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here, and it's time for You Big Dummy. These are real news stories about real dumb people doing real dumb stuff. I read them, and we vote on who's the biggest dummy. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. Authorities say a man accused of trying to rent a car in Delaware using fake identification was caught hiding in a trash can. Delaware State Police said the 23-year-old tried to rent a car from Enterprise Car Rental in Wilmington on Wednesday. Employees realized the man matched the description of someone suspected of attempting to use a fake ID earlier that day at another Enterprise location. Police say the accused fled when a trooper told him to stop, then was found in a trash can after a foot chase. He was charged with theft by false pretense of over $1,500, resisting arrest, and other charges. He was held in lieu of a $6,000 cash bond.
You bigger dummy than my dummy. Dummy! Dummy!
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Dummy number two. We would like to thank Margaret from the North Side. Thank you, Margaret, for sending this story to us. A would-be bank robber was arrested after demanding cash from a South Loop bank and then decided to wait patiently for it in the lobby. The man was detained by Chicago police about noon on Thursday in the lobby of the BMO Harris Bank at 522 West Roosevelt Road, police said. The man, whose identity was not disclosed because he has yet to be charged with a crime, handed a bank teller a note, police said. Then he told the teller he was robbing the bank. He said, "Give me the money. I'll be waiting over here," said Officer Michelle Tannehill of the Chicago Police Department. The man then sat down in the bank's lobby where police found him after the bank hit a silent alarm. The man remains in police custody. I'll just be over here, just bringing the money out, hanging out over here.
Get lost, dummy.
Before this game, you were just a plain dummy. But after the night, you'd be a broke dummy.
Dummy number three. Dummy number three.
Dummy number three.
And by the way, we have a picture of this dummy on our Facebook page, if you'd like to check it out. Another reason why you should like our Facebook page, facebook.com/NickDShow, for a picture of this dummy. A group of men swimming inside a baited crocodile trap have been branded, quote, the idiots of the century by officials in Australia. That's a little bit bigger than dummy of the week, right, Dan? I don't know. The series of photos posted to Facebook by Stacey W. Clayton show a quartet of grinning men swimming inside a crocodile trap at the Port Douglas Marina in Queensland. Local officials said the traps were set after a massive crocodile was blamed for an attack in the area. A representative said it's extremely dangerous to interfere with a crocodile trap, regardless of whether or not there is a crocodile within. Authorities said the men could face a hefty fine if they are identified. Douglas Shire Council Mayor Julia Liu said she was absolutely gobsmacked by the photos. "This is incredibly stupid and dangerous behavior. I'm wondering if these fellows were vying for Idiots of the Year Award or Idiots of the Century Award," Liu told ABC Radio. If you want to see these idiots, we have a picture on our Facebook page.
Sold to the dummy with the black mustache. What kind of life do you think it is being the father of a young dummy?
Dummy number four, dummy number four, dummy four. Authorities say a Utah man was hiding from police and fled arrest, had to call 911 to be rescued after getting stuck in his hiding spot. Salt Lake City police say 46-year-old Shane Paul Owen called dispatchers for help on Tuesday, more than 6 hours after he accidentally locked himself in a church. Officers were looking for Owens on Monday because he is a suspect in a string of burglaries and had warrants out for his arrest. Police say an officer spotted him and attempted to pull his vehicle over, but Owen fled, got out of his car, and ran into a church. Police had been on the scene already when Owens called to be rescued.
And for every dummy, there's a dummy. One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy.
Yeah. Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Police in Louisiana have uncovered a sophisticated identity theft ring thanks to two men who skipped out on their $7 Waffle House bill. Waffle House employees called police Saturday saying two men had stiffed the restaurant and driven away in a U-Haul van. Investigators were still taking statements at the restaurant when patrol officers spotted the U-Haul van parked at a nearby hotel, Pearl River police said on Thursday. A passenger ran into the nearby woods as officers approached, according to the news relief from Deputy Sheriff Daniel Hunter. The officers arrested the driver, and a police dog tracked down the passenger, who was also arrested. Hunter said a search of the van turned up fake identification, credit card skimming devices, and a Waffle House receipt for $7.41. As long as I'm here, we're not going to put up with any of this criminal nonsense, especially from criminals flying in from California and Indiana, Police Chief Johnny J.J. Jennings said in a news release. This will be a lesson on etiquette as well. Pay your bill and tip your waitress. Oh, man, that's good. Okay, we have to break here. We got the news, and then we will vote on the dummy of the week after the news, which is next. All right. Hi, everybody. Good morning. Welcome back. Nick DiCilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. I'm your overnight dude, weekday mornings, 2 to 5 a.m. And Steve Grzanich follows this show at 5 o'clock with the opening bell. And the great Steve Cochran will have your morning drive for this Friday morning. Fly Jams Friday. Coming up, it's the scary edition because it's the last Friday before Halloween. So we're going to do spooky Fly Jams this morning. DJ Shagru is going to be wearing a Reaper costume. I have no idea why that one popped into my head. He'll have a Wolfman mask on. So there.
Do we then have to clap for the Wolfman?
Oh, listen to this guy. So that's coming up. And 312-981-7200 for your Fly Jam spooky request. Also, we've got Straight Out of Context Nick D Show Spies coming up. But before the break. Before the break. I read the latest stories from You Big Dummy, and we will do a recap and vote on who the dummy of the week is. Let's go. Dummy number one, the dummy who got caught hiding in a trash can. The dummy, Chicago, by the way, this is a local story. The dummy who waited in the lobby during a bank robbery. The dummies who went into a crocodile trap. The dummy criminal who accidentally locked himself into a church and had to call the cops to get out. And the dummies who got caught after skipping out on a $7 Waffle House bill. That also features Police Chief Johnny J.J. Jennings. I just wanted to mention that.
Where did that take place again?
That was Louisiana.
Oh, well, then you got to say it the right way.
Louisiana.
No, the guy, the sheriff's name, Johnny J.J. Jeffries.
All right.
Got a little accent on it.
All right. Okay, that was good, Raj. Okay. Dan, go ahead. What are you voting on?
I do love it when cops are sarcastic, especially when their names are Johnny J.J. Jeffers.
Jennings. Jennings. You think he's related to David?
Yeah. The irony of the fact he got stuck in a church almost puts it over the top.
Yeah.
But I have to go with the bank robber who just decided to be like, I'm going to wait over here.
Yeah, I'll just be over here.
I'm just going to be over here.
And I love the fact that it's here. It was a Chicagoan
right.
who did
right.
that.
Right.
Right, not far from here in the South Loop.
I mean, every movie you watch, you wait, you grab it from the tellers, then you run.
You don't go, I'll just sit here and I'll hang out. All right, so that's the first vote. Roger, who are you voting for, Roger?
You know what? I got to go with that. That is like the craziest thing. I've never heard a bank robber do that.
Yeah.
I've heard versions of some of the other stories.
Yeah.
But this is the first time. I was thinking maybe there was a line to wait. Was there a line of bank robbers?
I have no idea. You know, so I think that's we're doing this. I'm voting for it as well. So it's unanimous. The local dummy who sat in the bank lobby waiting for his money after he tried to rob the place. But I got to say, the pictures of those guys, those idiots in the crocodile trap, are hilarious. So I would say check that out because it's at facebook.com/NickDShow. You got to see the pictures of these idiots. Idiots of the century, by the way. So our dummy of the week is our local dummy who tried to rob a bank and just kind of sat down in the lobby and hung out. All right. So there it is. And we'll do it again next week. And here we go. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. 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 What's up? Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context, 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 context. That's right. It's straight out of context. We do this every week. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7. Whenever anybody says anything that you can pull out of context, it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle, jot down the day, the time, who said it, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Shall we begin?
We shall. We shall begin with Wild Bill. He heard the this one of Ana de Plantis and Rokan.
Well, how big would this one be?
They're gigantic.
Those filthy minds. All right.
Wild Bill also brings us this one of Kevin Powell.
You don't like the organ, huh?
All right.
Jesse submitted this one of Karen Conti.
You're really getting the shaft here.
Oh, boy.
Brian J. emailed this one of you.
And that's what you do. You got to let it all hang out. What the hell was I talking about?
A song titled...
Oh, Let It All Hang Out. That's right. Yeah, that was Fly Jams Friday last week, right?
I think was it was Two for Tuesday or something.
Oh, okay.
Wild Bill sent in this one of Kevin Powell and Rokan.
It's not like overly deep. You know what I mean? Like
right.
It's that perfect amount of deepness.
Yeah. Beautiful. I mean, if you want sausage, it's the best.
Oh, my God. You're talking about pizza, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You heard this one of John Williams.
We're always pulling your stuff.
Hey, I submit my first submission.
Yeah.
Oh, we've only been doing this for like 4 years now. All right. No, longer than that. I've been doing longer than that. All right.
Patrick and Juliet, Brian and Jim submitted this one of Lou Manfredini.
Are you a sausage eater?
Ah, it's so bad. It's so sad that Esmeralda's not here. Esmeralda loves the Lou Manfredini out of context. She's laughing in Dublin right now. All right.
Speaking of that, Lou from Brian.
Hit it one more time in the spring, and I think you'll solve the problem.
All right.
Margaret in Bridgeport emailed this one of Dean Richards.
The horny part.
What? What? That doesn't even set sounds in context to me. Oh, boy. All right.
About a trumpet.
He was?
Greg in Milwaukee and Chuck sent in this one of Frank Fontana and his wife, Sherry.
If the crack is on your backside and you have a fungus, you have some issues.
Oh, my God.
What?
What the heck?
Oh, boy. Yeah, all right.
Margaret from the North Side heard this one of Dan Hampton.
Hampton.
Stop talking about your winky.
We're laughing with you, Hamp. Just don't kill us. That's all I ask is that you don't come in here and rip my head off. That's fantastic. What was the context?
You don't know.
Don't talk about your winky. He just said, Dan Hampton said, don't talk about your winky. That's good, man. All right.
Tim submitted this one of you.
I like how you keep it short, but then on the top, the little fuzzies.
Oh, that was Andrea.
That was Andrea.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
That's Tim all right. That was a good one, though. Yeah. That was a good one. All right.
All right. In theory, Brian, Mark D, and Tanker Bob emailed this of Wendy Snyder and Bill Leff.
It was wet.
Mine is also smaller.
Oh, boy. Do they know that they're on middays? Are they aware of that? They should clean it up a little bit. All right.
Kevin from Iowa sent in this one of Esmeralda.
You're going to be real sore tomorrow.
Oh, me exercising or lack of. Yeah. What I did a Bono move,
you did
right?
A Bono move.
Oh, that's
yes.
right. Yeah.
Kathy and Antioch heard this one of you.
Didn't like the taste, and I also didn't like the fact that it was all sticky. Oh, man. Yeah. Cotton candy is what I was talking about, ladies and gentlemen.
Right. Mm-hmm. Another one of you.
What?
I'm sorry. Another one of Esmeralda.
Oh, Esmeralda.
From Kathy and Antioch.
He sets up his little thing outside.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Should we continue or?
Let's do this one before the break.
Okay.
Because Brian, Scott in Plainfield, Margaret from Northside, Aaron in Aurora, Johnsburg AJ, and our own Mike Jacobson.
Wow.
Submitted this one of Andrea Darlis.
We just play with ourselves?
No, come on now. Come on now. All right, we will continue the filth after we take a break for weather and traffic. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight. Out of context, context, context. Context, context. Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context, 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 context. All right, Straight Out of Context continues. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And, here we go. We'll get back to Straight Out of Context. All right, we ready, Dan?
Tim emailed this one of Wendy Snyder.
They were big enough to sit on. I almost wanted to.
Boy.
Brian and Tanker Bob sent in this one of John Williams.
People sometimes will just walk right up, grab the package.
Wow. Was he talking about looking out the showcase studio?
No.
Because that happens a lot, man. All right.
I remember that one. He was talking about the Amazon delivery.
Yeah. All right.
Brian heard this one. Ivana DeVlance's Violetta Podramatic and Kevin Powell.
Oh, that's huge.
Wow.
That's huge.
Excited about it.
What's going on there? Wow. All right.
Mike Jacobson and Tom from Bartlett submitted this one of Wendy.
One's always bigger than the other.
Oh, that's good. That's good, I gotta say. All right.
Eric emailed another one of Wendy.
We'll do it this weekend.
Okay.
Margaret from the Northside sent in this one of Judy Pilink.
Guys who do that to me says to me they are good artists.
Oh, man. That's good. All right.
Our own Vic Vaughn heard this one of Dan Feinberg.
Very up its own rear.
Up its own rear. I figured that when he said that someone was going to submit. Thank you, Vic. Good ears, buddy. All right.
And finally, Tim submitted this one of you.
I was waiting for this one to pop up. Oh, man. What was I talking about?
Catchphrases.
Oh, so that was from yesterday?
Yes.
Was that yesterday?
Yes.
Okay. No, two days ago?
No, Thursday morning.
Yes. I don't remember.
All that sleep you got.
That's all that. Yeah, see, I'm fine. All right. Oh, brother. Okay, here we go.
Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies.
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 Like us.
That's right. This is Nick D's show, Spies. This is when you listen to the radio station 24/7 whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com, and you become a spy. Okay.
Two clips this week. Our spies are Larry, Brian, Mike Jacobson, Scott in Plainfield, Margaret from the Northside, and Aaron in Aurora. Kelly Leonard was on the Wintrust Business Lunch with Steve Burchan. They mentioned the Chicago Podcast Festival taping at the Old Town School of Folk Music that we were part of. Steve made an interesting observation about the lineup.
Thanks very much, Orion Samuelson. Steve Bertrand here. It is the Wintrust Business Lunch on 720 WGN. Kelly Leonard is in the studio. He's the host of Getting to Yes And, a podcast that you can hear on WGNRadio.com. We both were together at the Chicago Podcast Festival at the Old Town School on Saturday.
Yeah, that was fun.
It was so much fun. I have to say, it's much more fun. Of course, I don't expect anything to be fun. But
sure.
It was a great time, great audience. They were very
responsive.
And, you know, I was thinking of your dad, Roy Leonard, for mm-hmm. those who... his progeny really was displayed there in many ways.
Literally
yeah. and professionally, I guess. I mean, I certainly was helped greatly and admired and followed your dad, Nick DiGiglio, probably yeah. even more so.
Sure.
And then you. And those were kind of the three of the podcasts who were there.
Yeah, that's kind of cool to think about. Wow, I never... That's awesome. I didn't really even think about that.
Yeah.
Wow. Because I'm a narcissistic bastard. That's why. That's really cool. Because Steve, you know, owes a lot to Roy. I owe everything to Roy. And Kelly is Roy's son. So he owes a lot to Roy, too. So the you know, the memory of that man lives on. He's just the best. That was really cool. I didn't even think about that. Very cool. All right.
All right. And finally, we heard an out of context involving Andrea Darlis earlier, and Steve Cochran knew where it was going.
Well, if you would, let's see. And Ari, oh, our other caller just dropped off, which means Ari's a big winner.
Ooh. Oh, perfect.
Congratulations, Ari.
We just play with ourselves?
What?
No, you I
just
mean
made
amongst
Nick's show.
Ourselves.
Nick on line one for you.
Oh, that was great.
I love when that happens. Every time it happens, I love it. When people go, oh, God, I'm going to be on DiGiglio's show. Yeah. By the way, I just want to thank all the people who submit every week. You know, obviously, we can't do these segments without you guys. And we want you to submit, and we love when you do. And I thank you all for all the submissions and the submissions for Wood Esmeralda Buy That and the submissions for You Big Dummy and the dummy readers and all that stuff. My listeners are the best listeners on the planet, and I just wanted to take the opportunity to thank you guys because you're half responsible for the Friday shows. That's all I'm saying. So, anyway, thanks, and we'll do it all again next week.